Rav Gimel Amad Aleph, Kasha, the Rav Meir, Ada Rav Meir. We have a contradiction between two members of Rav Meir. One place Rav Meir said in the last paraisa we had, Rav Meir said, Mishor Shekehanim Toivlim Lechel Betchumosam. We said this was right before Tzeis HaKechovim. And we had right before Bein HaShemoshes, the Kahanim HaToivlim. And then in another place we had that Rav Meir says, Mishor Shebnei Odom Nichnosim Lechel Pitom Ba'arvei Shabbosos. And we had this man, according to Rashi, is the Zman HaMe'ucher Shebekulam. This is the latest Zman. This is much after Tzeis HaKechovim. And the second Rav Meir is before Bein HaShemoshes. That is Astira. According to Tosfos, we had that Mishor Shebnei Odom Nichnosim Lecholpitin Ba'arvei Shabbosos is Miba'oid Yoyim. And Mishor Shekehanim Toivlim is right before the Bein HaShemoshes, which is right before Tzeis HaKechovim. So whatever these two Zmanim are, they are not the same time. Kashe the Rav Meir ad the Rav Meir. So the Gemara asked, we have a contradiction in two Rav Meir. So the Gemara answers, Trei Tanoi alibe the Rav Meir. There is a machlokes Tanoi in what Rav Meir held, so therefore we have these two opinions. Zot Rashi, Kashe the Rav Meir ad the Rav Meir. La'el omar mishor shebnei odom nichnosim lechol piton ba'arbe shabbosis. Before the first Rav Meir said that the zman shchiv is when people come and eat erev Shabbos, v'hu shir mi'ucher mishel koyin. And this is much later than the shir that the kahanim eat trumah. V'hocha omar mishas tvileh. And here he says, Mishas Tvila Shuhi Kaidim Bein HaShemoshes. This is before Bein HaShemoshes. Kashe de Rav Meir ad de Rav Meir. So Tosfos wanted to say, maybe these two Zmanim are the same. Maybe the Shoh that Ne'odom Nichnosim Lechol Pitin Ba'arve Shabbosos and the Shoh that Kahanim Atoivlim are the same. So Taisa says you can't say that. V'lei motzi l'meima b'shoa shebnei odim nichnosim. V'koyin chad sheyuruhu. Din kein Rabbi Meir haynu rabachoi l'peirish Rashi. Sheperish sheroiv bnei odim nichnosim lohosiv dahaynu be'erev Shabbos. Rashi on the base of the base brought down two l'shoinis that were pshat in rabachoi. Rabachoi said that Mishor Shebnei Odom Nichnosim Lohosev, so one pshat in Rashi that meant that the Nichnosim Lohosev Be'erev Shabbos. So if we'll say Mishor Shekahanim Toivlim is equal to the Mishor Shebnei Odom Nichnosim Be'erev Shabbos, so Rav Achoi and Rav Meir are saying the same thing. So therefore it has to be a different Zman. Period. So that Tosfos is proving it with a Cheshbon. That you cannot say that the Zman of Kehanim Toivlim is equal to the Zman of Ne'odim Nechnosim Ba'avei Shabbosis because that's Rabachoi. Inami, now Tosfos has a second teretz, without the Cheshbon. Lo'y mistavro le'meima de Ne'odim memarim kol kach ba'avei Shabbosis. K'moi b'zman shekahanim toivlim dahaynu mibayid yoyim koydim erev shemesh. Tosfos in the second parit says that it's not mistavo to say that bnei odom eat erev Shabbos like the zman shekahanim toivlim dahaynu mibayid yoyim koydim erev shemesh. And I would think, I don't understand how this Tosfos and the Gimel stems with the Tosfos and the Beis Amud Aleph. Tosfos on the Beis Amud Aleph said, "B'shoa shebnei Odom nichnosim lohosei," That's mi ba'od yoyim. Taisa says, we learn krishma mi ba'od yoyim because we're samech on this tana that says, shah shibnei adam nichnasim lahasei ve'erev Shabbos. That's mi ba'od yoyim. That's what Taisa said about Beis. Now, Rav Meir said, and that Beis amid Beis, shah shekehanim toivlim, which is right before Bein HaShemoshes, which is a heref ayin before Tzeis HaKechavim. And we learn Krishma much before, and Taisva says that this Zman is a earlier Zman. And here Taisva says that the Zman of Ne'odom Nichnosim Lahosei Be'erev Shabbos cannot be as early as the Zman as Kehanim Toivlim before Bein HaShemoshes. So I would think that this Taisva is a stire to the Taisvis that Beit. I didn't see that anyone should speak about it, but L'chayre, the two Taisvis in L'chayre don't stim. Let's go further. Kashe di Rabbe Lezer, Adi Rabbe Lezer. We have a stire in two memories of Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer says in our Mishneh that this Zman of Ascholas Man Krishma is in Rabbi Elezer says in the last Beraisa, Misho Shekidesh Hayoim, which is the beginning of Bein HaShemoshes. So the Gemara answered two terutz. Nun teretz trei tanoi alibe de Rabbi Elezer. There's a machloikis in what Rabbi Elezer held. Vibois eimo reishe lav Rabbi Elezeri. And it could be that the reish of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Elezer. That means the Tana of our Mishnah. May emesai koirin eshema ba'alvin. Mishosh ha-kahanim nechnosim lechu betrumosim. We mentioned the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Halacha aleph, when the Zman Krishma starts. Is the Tana who tells us that the Zman Krishma starts. Mishosh ha-kahanim nechnosim lechu betrumosim. This is not Rabbi Meir. This is not Rav Meir that we can figure out from, because Rav Meir holds a different Zman. This is not Rabbi Elezer. It's a different Tana. Atzoif HaShmura HaRishayna, that the second halacha that the Mishnah says, that the Zman Krishma Shal Alvis ends after the first third of the night, that's Divrei Rabbi Elezer. So that's the second teretz of the Gemara, V'boi Yisei Mareisha Lav Rabbi Elezeri. Rashi, Kashi di Rabbi Elezer, the Baraisa, that he said, Mishosh Shekidish Ayoim, Ad Rabbi Elezer de Masnissen. Rabbi Elezer in the Mishnah says, Teisa Kichovim. Viboy Yiseima, Reishi de Masnissen, Lav Rabbi Elezeri. The Reishi is not Rabbi Elezer. Vahodik Toni Divrei Rabbi Elezer, Asayf Azman Koi. This is going on the end of the Zman Krishma. The Kama, he's telling us, Atzoif HaShmura HaRishayna, he's telling us that the Zman Krishma extends till the first third of the evening, Upligi Rabbonin Alei Va'omri Ad Chatzoyz, in the Chachamim Hold Ad Chatzoyz. What is the Machloikis? The Rabbi Lezer Dorish B'shoch B'cho, Zman HaScholas Shchive Shibnei Adam Hulchim Lishkat, Zeh Koidem V'zeh Mu'ucha. Rabbi Elezer holds B'shach B'cha means when people start going to sleep. So the time they go to sleep is from Tzeis HaKechavim, or a little bit before, till the first third of the evening. Rabbonin Doshi calls Man Shchive, the time people are laying down, people are sleeping behind the Kol HaLaila. Elashosus Yog Ledov of Amulat Chatzos, Minatayre, this man, Krishma is the whole night, and the Chachamim made a siyog, the Rabbi Gamliel lastly ahu siyog. Kashe di Rabbi Elezer, adi Rabbi Elezer, zaktaisvis, loy motzi lemeima, perhaps we'll say, nishekidish hayoim, v'kahanim nichnosim lechel betrumosom chad shiyureu. Could be taisvis means to ask, maybe Rabbi Elezer, let us say Rabbi Elezer holds that Herif Shemesh is the Tchilas Hashkiyah, like the Gemara had a Havamina before, according to Taisa Pshat HaBeis Amid Beis. Ubo HaShemesh means as soon as the sun goes down, before Laila. And maybe, and this is Mishakidish Hayoyim, then starts Bein HaShemoshes, and it's one's man. Dim kein Rabbi Elazar, heinu Rabbi Yeshua. Then it'll come out, Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says, Mishor shekahanu metoharim lechol betrumasa. That is the end of the explanation of the Zman Shchive, when it starts. Now we're coming into a new sugya, which involves a lot of agadate, and let's give a little hakdome before the agadate, perhaps a little divrei chizuk. The Gemara says on the Avovah Medbeis, Igre de shmaite svore, the schar that one gets from a sugya is svore. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, Shehu yogeya v'toireyach u'mechashei lohovin taimoy shel dover. The schar one gets from a sugya is that he's yogeya v'toireyach u'mechashei. He tries to understand. That is his schar. If eventually he will understand or he won't understand, that's not negeya him. How much the Eibishter will help him understand, he'll understand. How much he can't understand, he won't understand. But the schar is for the effort to try to understand. So how much we'll be able to understand from the agadate, that will be the igre d'shmaite svar al kaponim, the yegi and the tirche, and the mechashev lahovim, to try to understand. So that's a shtikel agdomet, all the agadates will be learning. Atzoif ha-shmura orishoin. So the Mishnah says that the Zman Krishma extends till the end of the first Ashmura. So the Gemara asks that Rabbi Elazar, that is giving a Zman, to when the Zman Krishma extends to, is Rabbi Elazar is very unclear. Mike, there's a Machloikis Tanoim, we'll have on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. There's a machlokes tanoim, how many ashmuris there are in the night. One tana holds this 3 ashmuris, one tana holds this 4 ashmuris. And Rabbi Elazar said a statement which is very unclear. My kasava Rabbi Elazar, what does Rabbi Elazar hold? I kasava sholish mishmoris havi alayla, if he holds the night is divided into 3 mishmoris, lema, let him say adar b'shoit. I'll know what the Zman is till the first third of the night. Bikasova arbo mishmoris hava laila leima atshalei shoy. So let him say till 3 hours. So why did he say a loshin sosa? So the Gemara answers loilam kasova sholish mishmoris hava laila. So why didn't he say a Zman? V'holke mashmalon the ikar mishmoris berikiye. The Ika Mishmores Ba'are. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Maikosovo, Havulei Loimel Zman Hanika. He should have said a Zman that after telling us the Zman will know when one can learn Krishna. Ikesovo, the Pligi Tanoi Lekamon Bohamilse. There is a Machlekes Tanoi. Ike man di yoma gimel mishmoris hava laila. One man di yoma holds there are 3 mishmoris. What are these mishmoris? The mishmoris avoides hamalochim. The night is divided in 3 groups. That is a bezundera avoide from different types of malochim. Vishir shalahem nechlak lisholish halokim. Rishayna lekat achas, shniya lekat acheres. Shlishis lekat shlishis. There are 3 kitais groups of malachim who say shira at 3 different times in the evening. Vikamandiyoma alba mishmoris havalaila. One mandiyoma holds the night is divided into 4 parts. Hakemashmalon. So he said mishmoris shenosan loch simin zman hakriya b'sayf hashmure. When he told us that the Zman of Krishma extends till the end of the first Ashmura, v'loi pirish loch simin mefurish, he didn't tell you how many hours, limdoch sheyesh heker lechol odom bedobo ki heichet de'ike berikiye. He says, Rabbi Elazar wanted to tell you that on this world there are simonim which show us when the mishmoris start or when the mishmoris end, And from the simanim on this world, we can figure out what's happening lamailo. So that's why he wanted to tell you that by telling you grat, he holds there are three mishmoris, but he wanted to tell you, you could figure out in this world, without having a clock, you could figure out this manei hamishma from simanim which the Rabbeinu Shalom put in this world. The Gemara says further, Desanya Rabbi Elezer Oima, Shalosh Mishmoreis Havialaila. So we see Klor Rabbi Elezer holds like that Tana that holds that the night is divided into three Mishmores. Bal Kol Mishmor U'Mishmor Yoishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shoyeg Ka'ari. And on each Mishmor the Rabbeinu Shalom is screaming, Shenemad Hashem Mimorim Yishak. Umimain kotshoi yitain koiloi. Shoig yishag al naveyu. So these are three zmanim of Shaage, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is screaming. And chubin abayit. Vesimil adova, and how are we aware of these mishmores? Mishmoro rishayno chamoir noya. It is put in the teva that a chamoir starts screaming the first mishmor, shniya klovim tzayakim, shlishis tinek yainek mishtei imoy, ve'isha misaperes imbailo. These are the simonim we have on this world. Michael Choshev Rabbi Elezer. So, these simonim that Rabbi Elezer gave us, what is he speaking about? Itchilis mishmoris kachoshev. If he is speaking about the beginning, he gives three simonim. Now the mishmoris have a beginning and an end. So is he speaking about, is he giving a simon when each mishmor begins? Tchilas mishmoro rishayna simon olamali. Ulto. The beginning of the first mishmor is laila. So when it says akrechavim, we'll know that that's when the first mishmor begins. Isoif Mishmor is Kochoshev, if he's speaking about the end of each Mishmor. Soif Mishmor Achreina Lomalis. Simona. Why does he have to give a simon when the last Mishmor ends? Yimamu, there is a simon, the Bri alone, you can see its day. So the Gemara answers on this two terus. Elo Choshev, Soif Mishmor Rishoina. He is reckoning the end of the first mishmor, utchila mishmora achreine, in the beginning of the last mishmor, ve'emtzois be'emtzo isa, and the emchatzois, that is the middle of the middle mishmor. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. The boyis aime kulu soif mishmoris kochoshe. And the Gemara says a second teretz. He's speaking about the soif mishmores, the end of the first and the end of the third. The machlokes, if the middle was still speaking about chatzais, or if he's speaking about the end of the second mishmor also. V'chiteima achreina loitzorim. Perhaps you'll say, why does he have to give a simin for the last mishmor? L'mayin afkemino. Lemikri kriyishma, leman degoni bebayis ofo. We are speaking about a person who was sleeping in a dark house, a house without windows. So he doesn't have an oifen how to find out when it becomes morning. Vulayod azman krishma emes. He doesn't know when the zman krishma is. Given the isha misaperes in baila v'tinik yainik mishtei imoy leikum velikri. So he should blame Krishma when this third simon comes. It seems he's neighboring to someone else who there's an isha and a tinik. So when he'll hear these two simonim, isha misaperes in baila v'tinik yainik mishtei imoy leikum velikri. There's a diuk that the Tzlach asks. The Tzlach asks when Rabbi Elezer gave the simonim, he was magdim tinik yainik mishtei imoy ve'isha misaperes imbailo. He was magdim first the Yenikas HaTinoik, and then Ishim Esaperes and Bailo. Later, when the Gemara, Tirzais the Nafkemine, the Gemara says, Ishim Esaperes and Bailo, Vetinik Yainik Mishdei Imoy. So, the Tzlach answers, Alpi Pshat, he says as follows. We have, it's very interesting. We have a one person that's sleeping in a bias ofel. And it seems he has no way of knowing when it's becoming day. Besides through his next door neighbor. The shaila is, how does the next door neighbor know when it's day? They don't have an alarm clock. They'll listen to the alarm. How do they know when it's day? So you say they have windows. But it doesn't seem that that's pshat. So it seems what, but the next door neighbor has a baby. So the tinik yainik mishtayimai, the hunger of the tinik is built in that when it becomes morning, he's gonna wake up his mother. But if she already slept through the night, so being woken up through the yinikas hatinik, she'll start speaking already. She's up already. If it'd be in the middle of the night, she'd go back to sleep. She wouldn't be misapa. So the ma'oira of the mother is the tinik. But he, in the next room, he can't hear the tinik yainik mishdayimai, because that's not too loud. So what wakes him up is the ishim misaperes in bailo. That's what wakes him up. Ishim misaperes in bailo, but he should make sure that it's tinik yainik mishdayimai, because could be maybe the wife both woke up early and she started speaking. So, but if he'll be assured that Ishim is a peres in Baila, the Tinnik is still Yainik Mishtayimai, Leikum Velikre. It is difficult to understand, and I got it to Gemara as we mentioned before, but L'chaire, if the Gemara wanted to give a simen, when, according to the second shot, when the end of the night is L'chaire. We make a bracha each day, Asher Nosan Lasech Vivino. Davudrom says, Pirish HaTfile, he says, Zedovo Pele She'ein Bo'oilom, Mi She'yedeya Lahavchen Ben Yoim Lelaylo, Vafilu Odom Shu Baldeye Vahaskel, Elo HaTalnagel. Fakel to the Bainish Shalom, may that the Talnagel could differentiate between day and night. A person is seichel, a person is das, without a clock, without an alarm clock, forget about it. Especially if he's in a bayis ofel. But the Talmigol, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, put the teva of the Talmigol. We make a brocha, noisen lasech vivino, on this, that this gewaldike bina that the Talmigol possesses. So l'chayre, if Grad the Bach, in Simin Memvov, when he says pshatn this brocha, Uboro lonu kol tzolcheinu, we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom, Imamish created whatever we need. The afim yoshan odom bebayis ofel, a fellow is sleeping in a dark house, no windows, evshaloi sheyavchin bias ayoymei de koila tarnagel. So it seems the Bach was the one that saw the gavlos avoyrei, that a fellow bebayis ofel, one can find out when it's day through the tarnagel. And our Gemara, and Rabbi Lezer is giving a simin, and the Gemara says he's giving a simin to figure out when the night ends. So the simin was, he's the next door neighbor to Anisha, that Shainik with a bow. L'chayre alpi pshat, you should have given the first two was chamor noy, we were saying on the teva, we were saying on the chamor and the klovim, so the third one also. L'chayr al-pi pshat, let's be saying, on the town ago. This is the nature that the Rabbeinu Shalom put into the Teva, that these Balei Chayim are makir, the different Zmanei Hayayim. Different Zmanei Halayla. That's al-pi pshat. The Tosfos HaRosh brings that, we hear the three Zmanim, the end of the first Ashmura, Chatzois, then maybe the beginning of the third Ashmura, or the end of the third Ashmura. So the Taisus HaRosh brings that the Mishnah says in the end of the first Perik in Yume, that in the Beis HaMikdash there were three zmanim for the Trumas HaDeshen, that was the beginning of the Avodah, that they took off part of the ashes on the Mizbeach, and that was the mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. So most of the days it was B'kriyas HaGever. In the morning, a little bit before, a little after. Yom Kippur, it was from Chatzos. Because the Kohen Gadol had a big day in front of him, so they didn't want to rush him and pressure him, so the Kohen Gadol started the Aromas HaDeshen from Chatzos. By the Regolim, there was a big day for everyone, so they already started Misayif HaShmura Rishayne. So the Tosfos HaRosh brings down that these three Zmanim, that Klal Yisrael did this Avodah of Aromas HaDeshen, these three Zmanim are never forgotten by the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And therefore, in these three Zmanim, the Rabbeinu Shloilam is Shorak Isha Koiloi. That means one should never think that something which was once done is done and over with, done and forgotten. These Zmanim remain Lamaila. And when these Zmanim come, it's Ma'ira by the Rabbeinu Shloilam, a Hiseiris to Al-Khubin Abayis, what Klal Yisrael once possessed and what now is missing. Zot Rashi. The Hoka Mashmalon, Kshanosu lach simin zeh zman akriya b'sayf ha-shmu b'hoish lach simin mafurish, lindach shi yes shaker lach aladam adav keicha dike berikiya. Yishak shoyg, yishak haray gimel, vishem es ha-peres im baylo, kvar higiya korev liyoy, ubnei odom mis oirerim mishinoson, it's already close to the day, v'asheich v'n yachad, mesaprim zeh im zeh. And people start speaking. Maiko choshev simonim halalu shenosun le mishmeires ha-oretz heichin nitnu betchilas ha-shmeires hay besoifa. Is it the beginning of the shmeires or the end of the shmeires? If it's the beginning, utu, teis ha-kechov, you don't need a simon. Teises. Laman de goni bebayis ofel. Vim taima, so the Gemara says that the nafkemine why one has to know the last when the last Hashmeiris ends, that he should get up and learn Krishma. So he can't see, he's sleeping in a bayis ofel, so therefore he needs a simen to wake him up. V'im taima afrektaisvis v'lei Rabbi Lezer boi atsheyakir ben tcheles lekarsi b'krishma shol shachis. So Taisvis asks, Rabbi Lezer holds that the Zman of Krishma Shel Shachris does not start with Alois HaShachar. It starts with Zman Mishayakir Ben Trelis Lekalsi. That means it's pretty light outside. So the Gemara says he's giving a simon for someone to learn Krishma. You're waking him up too early to learn Krishna. He has time yet. Atshiyakir ben Trelis Lekarsi. Vishloima mikolmok in kivin she yeda mosa yala amuda shachar. Koidim she yokum v'yizamin atzmoi kvar higia oisoi ha'eis. That means if al kaponim from the time it'll take to get up, and to learn Krishma already, so he needs this time we're not going to learn Krishma Shalala Mita now. So he has to get up to learn Krishma, so by the time he'll get up till the learn Krishma, it will be Megiya, this man of Mishayakir. When I learned this Tosfos, something struck me. There's a machloikis, this man Mishayakir, matters which Rav you ask, when is the Zman Mishayakir? There are other Paiskim that hold that the Zman, the Mekilim, they hold 10 minutes after the Alois HaShachar, that's already the Zman Mishayakir. Berach, 60 minutes before the Nates is Mishayakir. Henkin Zachain Levocha held like that. A big kula. Others hold 27 minutes or 37 minutes after the Alois, 35 minutes before the Nets, 45 minutes before the Nets. So l'chayre, when I started learning the Taisvis, Taisvis told us the Pshashtikol Simen. Taisvis said that from he wakes up Alois Hashacha, and Koydim sheyokum v'yazmin atzmoi kvar higia oisei ha'eis. So we have a shayla, 10 minutes, memela, if it's 27 minutes or 37 minutes, it's very interesting. I mean, Taisus tells us, Taisus said, this is the time to wake up in order to be able to learn Krishna, Mishayakir. I found in the Chedushei Agro, the Goyin speaks about this Taisvis. So the Goyin says, V'teirutzam dochuk. It's a big doichik to tell it. V'tzorich lo'ukmi d'mayri davke b'mishe yoshan b'loi b'godim o'y she'beis ha'kneses rochek mimenu miyoy she'yia tzorich hachone kol kach. So it would seem, I wanted to bring a raya that the Shem Mishayakir is 10 minutes after the Aloy, so Mamela. It seems the Goyim held that the Shem Mishayakir is much later. So the Goyim seemed to have this problem. So he said, if you have such a long Shem, it's a Meira de Kedoichik, unless you're speaking about Mishayoshim B'loi B'godim, or the Beis HaKnesses. I don't know, some reason he's going to the Beis HaKnesses to learn Krishma. I don't know why he has to go to the Beis HaKnesses to learn Krishma. Rochik Mimenu Miyoy. Rabbi Yonison Zechayne Lebroche says, the Gemara says later, Haroitze Sheyekabel, Oil Malchus Shemayim Shleimo, Yifne, V'yitol Yodov, V'yuniach Tfilin. So he says, Al Koponim, it will take Al Koponim, this Zman, in order to be able to be Meichen himself, to learn Krishna. The Goyin in Emunah B'Tochen says that what Rabbi Lazar says, Gimu Mishmori Sambi Alai Lamunah Vashgoche. So the Goyin says that what Rabbi Lazar says, Gimu Mishmori Sambi Alai Lo, Rabbi Lazar wants to be Meramez, another Inyan. The person, every person possesses a Nefesh, a Ruach, and a Neshama. And each one has a certain effect on the person and controls what the person does. The nefesh ha'adam that is ma'orer in the person taivis kashmiyim. That's why we find nefesh rechava. Nefesh rechava means that Bilam was about nefesh rechava. He wanted a lot. The ruach is ma'orer in the person the ruach gavoya. I mean, that motivates the person brings him to redifas hakovid, to redifas ha'ashirus, to kine. That is the koyach haruach. And in the neshome is ma'orer the person to dvorim ruchniyim. So Rabbi Lezer wants to be Meramez, Gimel Mishmoris Havi Alayla. The Gemara says, I'm Sochim Dav Beis Amit Beis, Oilam Hazeh Doimel Alayla. The whole Oilam Hazeh, a person is going in a darkness. Mishmoro Rishayne Chamor Noyer. The first third of a person's life are in the Yaldus and the Bachros. So then the Chumri is of the person that the Nefesh is Shoylet in this Kufir. So a chamoyer symbolizes chumrius. B'sar chamoyrim b'sorom. We're speaking about the grobster goyim, the most chumrius tiki goyim. B'sar chamoyrim b'sorom. That is moire and chumrius. So that's the first kufa that a person passes through, and that's the biggest nisoyin in that kufa. The second kufa is klovim tzoyakim. The Loshon Zayir HaKadosh, klovim tzoyakim have. The klovim want, they're never satisfied. That goes on the redifas hashiris, redifas hakovid. That is the second kufa that the person passes through. And in that kufa, the ruach is shoylet on him. The third kufa is when a person gets old already and he sees that as the first two is garnished and it's garnished, then he's me'oirer, then the neshama has more control or a greater control over the person. Then there's a b'chine of tinik yainik mishtayimai, that is meramiz and limud ha'teire. Shlomo Melech says, da'deha yirabucha b'chol eis. The Torah is nimshol to Adad. Ma Adad azeh, atinik moitzei boi tam chodosh b'chol pam sheyaynik boi. Atinik is never interested in a different diet. He's always tefriden. His divrei Torah is also, one can find chidush in a tam whenever he learns it. So that's tinik yaynik mishdei imoi. The isha misaperes al baylo, that goes, the Torah is ma'irah, that a person should be v'ashuva al ishi harishain, Torah maybe lidei maise. And the mefarshim say that he wants to be ma'irah, that a person should never think it's too late. There's no such thing. Even though he went through the tkufa of chamor noyer and the tkufa of klavim tzayakim, there's always a chance to be in the b'china of tinik yainik mishtei imoi v'ishe misaperes and bailo. Gemara says further, Oma Rab Yitzrok bar Shmu mishmei dera. Gimu mishmoreis havi alaylo bal kol mishmor u mishmor yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shoyek ka'ari. Va'oimer oile bonim shabavoyneseyem echrafti es beisi v'sarafti es heicholi v'higleisim lebein umes ha'oilo. Now it seems on each mishmar the Rabbeinu Shloilem is shayik on these three inyonim. There's a careful haloshin over here, echrafti es beisi v'sarafti es heicholi. The Goyin explains this in two eifanim. In the Chidushi Agro and Broches, the Goyim says that the Goyim, the Machrive Habayis, wanted to burn the Kaisel Hamaravi, but the Kaisel Hamaravi will never be burnt. So it's only Hechrafti as Basi. Visarafti as Heicholi. The Heichol was burnt, but the Kaisel Maravi, which leizaza shchina mitaycha, that is only chorev, not completely destroyed. There's a sefer biyurei hagra and agodis. There the Goyin explains as follows: there is a beis hamikdash shel mato and a beis hamikdash shel mailo. Hechrafti es beisi is going on the beis hamikdash shel mailo, and the Goyin explains. The Beis HaMikdash Shal Mailo is Sholem. Nothing happened to it. Avol hi chareva me'ein yoshev bo b'shamayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom swore that he will not enter the Beis HaMikdash Shal Mailo till the Beis HaMikdash Shal Mata will be built. So therefore that's hechrafti es beisi. The beisi is intact. But it's chorev me'yoshveho. So rafti es heicholi, that is going on the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato. But there it says a Loshin Sreifa, because he says the Rabbeinu Shalom is there. Loizozo Shechina Mikoisel HaMaravi. That's the Shinei HaLoshin. The Chulbin in the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mailo is the Rabbeinu Shalom is not Nichnas in the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mailo. In the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato, the Rabbeinu Shalom is there, leizaza shchina mikaisel maravi. But al kolponim, the etzem bayis is destroyed, that's sarafti es heicholi. And on these three zmanim, the Rabbeinu Shloilom is shoyig, on these three inyonim, v'gleisim lebein umeis ha'olam. Tanya. Omar Rab Yosi, tam achas ha'yisi mahalech baderech. He says, Tam achas o yisi mahalach baderech. It seems this didn't happen too often. It seems he went baderech, Rabbi Yosi, tam achas, before this man tefillah, And he got stuck in the middle of the derech. So he said, this never occurred. This was not a davar haragil that he should be a hoylech baderech before davening. But pam achas, there was a tzeirech mitzvah that a yisi mahalach baderech, then he was a mahalach baderech before davening. V'nechnasti l'chuba achas mechuba is Yerushalayim l'hispal. He went into one of the chubas, mechuba is Yerushalayim. Bor liyo zochalatoi, v'shoma li ala Pesach, v'himtin li. There's a kefal aloshin, we'll see in Rashi the reason of the kefal aloshin. He was waiting, v'himtin li. Let's see Rashi now. So Rashi says, v'shoma, he waited for me. Sometimes Rashi is very much mekatzer, and over here Rashi had to bring four mare mekoymes to tell us what pshat and v'shomali. Al koponim, it's hintinli. So what's pshat further? So he waited for me, v'shama li, ala Pesach, he waited for me, v'himtinli. So what is the kefal haloshin? So the goyin says pshat, v'shama li ala Pesach, he waited outside. He didn't go in. That's v'shama li ala Pesach. V'himtinli means he waited till I finished davening, and he didn't stay. Not only did he stand outside and wait, he didn't interrupt me in the middle of the davening. So there's two amtonas. The amtona of waiting was outside. V'shom ali ala Pesach. Now Gabucha the Tzlach wants to say that Eliyo HaNovi, will see later, Eliyo HaNovi criticized him for going into a chubah. He held one is not allowed to go into a chubah. So it was a Noah Beirish and a Noah Mikayim. Not only didn't he go into the chubah, did he tell Rabbi Yaisi not to go into the chubah, he also wouldn't go into the chubah. And he wanted to tell him another nekuda. One of the reasons the Gemara says one should not go into a chubah is al chshat. People bechoshet him. So the Gemara says, betrei, if there's two people going into the chubah, there's no chshat. So l'chayre Eliyahu Novi should have gone in, then there'll be two. So it seems there's other reasons not to go in. Besides the time of chshat, is a time of Mazikin and Mapoilus, which we'll see later. So therefore, Eliyo HaNovi did not go in. Ache siyamti tfilosi. La'ache she siyamti tfilosi. After I finished davening, Omali Shalom Olecho Rebbe. Zmeiredik was speaking about Rabbi Yosi, Eliyo HaNovi. Eliyo HaNovi gave him a title, Shalom Olecho Rebbe. V'amarti loy sholem olecho rebi umoyri. V'omar li bni mipnei ma nichnasto l'chuba zu. Why did you enter this chuba? And it seemed to have a taina. There's sakone, sakone of shedim, sakone of mapoilis. Why did you go into the chuba? And Rabbi Yossi understood what he asked. Omarti loy lehispalo. So he answered him, I was aware that there's a chshash of sakone, but there's a klal shluchei mitzvah einom nezoikin. So I thought it's not hezekon motzui. One can rely on the mitzvah that nothing is going to happen to him. So since shluchei mitzvah einom nezoikin, so I was aware that it was, that it's not so safe to enter a chubah, although lis follow. So therefore I thought one is permitted to enter al shluchei mitzvah ein in the zayk. He said, for the tefillah, you could have davened baderech. So what did he mean to answer him? So he answered him that it's not shluchei mitzvah. If you couldn't daven baderech, so you had to enter the chuba in order to daven, so then it's good. So the mitzvah required that you should enter in a sakone. So then there's a klal, shluchei mitzvah einom nizoike. But since you could have been mispallel baderech, so therefore you shouldn't have gone in. So we're back with the first kasha. So why did you go into the chuba? V'amalti loy misyorei hoyisi, shemo yavsiku bi oivrei drochim. I couldn't daven baderech. Tfilah boy tzlusa, one needs a clear head when he davens. And in the derech, oivrei drochim will pass by. So they'd stare me from the davening. So if I had to go in, you should have been misfalo at tefila k'tzora. Yeah. Ba'oise sha lamadati mimenu shloisha dvorim. So from this I learned, Lamadati she'ein nichnosim l'chube. One does not go into a chube. So the Mefarshim say that be'etzem he learns something else. I think that Tzlach says this cherubim. He told them you could have davened that tefillah k'tzora, but when he went into the chube, he davened that tefillah aruche. So it's still he efshele his kayim in the derech. So you should say shluchei mitzvah inam nizaykin. So weiss doch ois meliyo anovi that ein nechnosim lechuba period. That even though I'm gaining a mitzvah of tzvile, in that mitzvah of tzvile I would be unable to have baderech, because baderech I could only be mispalo la tzvile k'tzore. Afal pikein, you don't go into a chuba. So either the limud is that it's hazeikai motzui, and one shouldn't rely on tefillah. Bilamadati shemispalul in baderech. He also told me I should have been mispalul baderech. Bilamadati shemispalul baderech mispalul tefillah k'tzor. That when one is mispalul baderech, one is mispalul at tefillah k'tzor. The Ben Yehoyada brings down a interesting ha'ore. The Gemara relates, Pam achas ha'yisi mahalech baderech. So he called him a mahalech baderech. And he said he was afraid of oivrei drochem. So he should have said, hulchei drochem. Why does it say mahalech baderech? He said, Pam yisi oivrei baderech, and oivrei drochem. So he says, amoyre dike yesod. He says, there are two people who travel. He says, the reason a person travels because he finds himself here and he has to go to the second place. So the problem is, vikum tekatze b'davaso. So, pashtaitzach, he has to travel. But in his eyes, the traveling is just a unnecessary thing, but that's part of life. Such a person with such a hashkof is called oivrei derech. He wants to get over with the derech. That means the derech doesn't have any chashivas by him. The ikir is he has to get to that place. There's a person who realizes, me Hashem mitzadei gever koinonoi, every step a person makes, there's no such thing as an accident, as a mikre, as a coincidence. Say over the Bali Musa says, if a person came and then he missed the train, so snapshot, that train you weren't supposed to take. You came early for the next train, but snapshot is you missed the train. Mi Hashem mitzadei gevel kononai, every step of a person is with a cheshbin. If there is a cheshbin that he has to be in this place, and in order to get there he has to travel, so lemaise, we need his hiluch. There's a cheshbin why we want him to go on this whole derech. The hiluch is also a tachlis b'fnei atzmoy. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi understood if the Ashgach al Yaina was misaviv, that he had to wake up early in travel before davening, but it was mahalich baderech. He realized that there was a purpose why he had to go. And at the end we see he met up with Eliyo, and there was a fruitful journey. Such people would never be mafsik someone else in the middle of davening. The hilchei drachim won't be mafsik. But there are people, Oivrei Drochem. So these people, they wouldn't appreciate someone davening. They have to get there as quick as possible. So if he'll be in the way davening, Shema Yafsiku be Oivrei Drochem. That is the Shini Haloshen. V'omali, Bni, Makel Shamato Bechu Bozu. What did you hear in this chuvah? V'omalti loy Shamati Baskel. I heard a Baskel. Rashi learns in Saita, a Baskel is a Malach. Tesis and Sanhedrin says a Baskel is a Kel that is Neilad Mikoiloi Shalakodesh Bochu. Sheminahemes Kayoino. That sounds like a Yoina. The Goin in an Ode says, Hashchino Nimsheles Ki Yoine Ve'eis Hagolus. So we heard, it seems, the Tzar of the Shchina. Vaimeres oila bonim shabavinisayem echrafti es basi, visarafti es heicholi, viglesim lebein ha'umais. That's he heard the Tzar Ashchina. Vaomali, chayecha vichayei roishcha. I mentioned lessons, perhaps it's kedai to mention again. Rabban Zechayna Levroche says in the Inyan of Kol HaMis Abel or Yerushalayim, he says, what is the Inyan of Avelis on Yerushalayim? So he says, the Iker Avelis of Yerushalayim is, and he gives a Moiradik Emoshel. He says, let's say you have a person who was brought up between people, and all of a sudden he was put into a situation that he lives with behemoths. He's not together with people at all. He's living together with behemoths. He says, can you imagine the tzar and the agmas nefesh of this person who knows what it means to have a human life? And all of a sudden now his life has been degraded to a life of a behemoth, together with behemoths. Whatever behemoths does, he's doing together with them. That's if a person recognized what a human life is. If he was born like that, he was put together with behemoths and put together the betchilas leidosai, so he doesn't realize what's wrong. He says, the union of Avelis Yerushalayim, that we are not malgish to Avelis because we don't begin to realize what we possessed before. What the godless was before when we had a Beis HaMikdash, now what's wrong with this? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows what Klal Yisrael possessed. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, Oy labonim. That means maybe we don't give the krecht soy labonim. What's the schlecht mansi? But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knows what Klal Yisrael have possessed the Beis HaMikdash bebinyano. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one that says oy labonim. But they are losing. Shebavinisenu echavti es beisi v'saravti es echoli v'glesim lebein umis. Ba'omali, so he heard this baskel. Ba'omali chayecha v'chayei roishcha loy shozu bilvad oimeres kach ela b'chol yoyim v'yoyim sholish pa'omim oimeres kach. By the three tzvilis of Shachis, Minche, and Meirev, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says the oila bonim. V'loy zu bilvad Ela b'shoa sheYisrael nichnosim labote knesiyes o labote midrashes, va'oinin yehei shmoya gadol mevoirach, hakadosh baruch hu menanei haroishoi, v'oimer ashrei hamelech shemekalsin oisoi bebeisoi. How wonderful it was for the melech when the shvach was said bebeisoi, maloi la'ov shehiglo es bonov, Ba'ilem labonim shegolu mi'al shulchan aviyem. It's very interesting, the Gemara mentions first Melech. The title of Melech was, we'll see in Rashi, when the Beis HaMikdash hoyakayim. So then, one was able to see the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ma'aloi la'ov shehigla es bonov, the Goyin says, ha'ov, the das, of a child comes from the father, his manchel as benoi das and bine, ki ha'ov nikra bebchinas chochma, שהיינו זייכן משולחן המלך. The Rabbeinu Shlalem is mekainen, but he was able to give Klal Yisrael the hashpoh af chochme. Malka v'soreho ba'goyim ein teire. The Navi says, the teire which we have now, and the hasage in teire which we had then, so that's considered ein teire. So that is the malei la'ov she'igla esbonov, that he's not, that means the Rabbeinu Shalom is mitzayir, that he's not mashpia chochmes ha'teire to klal Yisrael, ba'oilam labonim shegolu mi'al shulchan aviyem, and the oi for klal Yisrael that not zoiche to this hashpo of teire. Zogt Rashi. Tfilik tzora, Eliyo Hanavi told them, you should have been mispallel at tfilik tzora. Havineinu. Havineinu is a kitzur, condensation of the brachos emtzois of Shemayna Esrei. That means in Shemayna Esrei we have shalosh rishonis v'shalosh achronis, and then we have the brachos emtzois which start from atachayni lodom das. Havineinu is a condensation of the brachos emtzois, and it is said as follows. When a person said Havineinu, he did not start with Havineinu. He said Shalosh Rishonis, then he said Havineinu, which included something similar to what we say with Magen Avos, that's on the Shabbos Tikkun Shemoneh Esrei, and then he said Shalosh Achronis, he started from Ritzei. So you should have shortened your Shemoneh Esrei by saying Havineinu. Ulekamen Meforish Lo Beperek Tfilas Hashachar. Ashrei amelech shemekalsen oisoi bebeisei kach. Ashrei kol zman shoho yekilu zeh besoich beis hamigdosh. That the kilus of Shmoy HaGodol was said in the beis hamigdosh. I saw a meiridike bio on the Ashrei lamelech shemekalsen oisoi bebeisei from the Avnei Shayish. The Avnei Shayish says as follows. There's a meiridike vault from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, Pshat and Posik, Ad Mosai Uscho Bashvi V'sif'altecho B'yatzor Oyreros K'vurasecho Olochol Yishu Osolon. So the Chassam Sofer says, Pshat and Posik as follows. It is bakant, why were the Anshei Knesses HaGdoyle called Anshei Knesses HaGdoyle? So the Gemara says, Sheikh Ziru Ator L'yoshnon. They returned the crown to the Rabbeinu Shalayla. What's pshat? So the Gemara says that, in the Torah it says, Akel, Agodel, Agiber, Vanoira. So it says three toyarim of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Hagodel, Agiber, Vanoira. The Nevi'im who lived bisman Chuben Abayis, they couldn't bring themselves to say, Hagiber, Vanoira, Ayei Gvuroiso, Ayei Neiroiso. There was a munah that the zikhe gvure neira, but the ayah, we don't see it. And if we don't see it, you don't say it. So one didn't say gibber, one didn't say neira. The anshei knesses hagdoyla, who also lived in the Golis, they said, hein hein gvure oisov, hein hein neira oisov. They saw in the greatest hester, they saw gvuras Hashem and gadlus Hashem. What way? Klal Yisrael finds itself surrounded by 70 wolves. Rishoyim eragdim beheichol, goyim amachiv de beis hamikdash. The Rabbeinu Shalom is watching over Klal Yisrael in the greatest sorrow. The Rabbeinu Shalom could be soivul chubin abayis, even though this meant a gevalve kechilul Hashem, kidei Klal Yisrael should have a tikkun. They saw in the greatest Hester, the greatest Golus, they saw Gvuras Hashem. So the Chassam Sofer says this is Pshat and Posik. That's true. But Ad Mosai Uzcho Bashvi V'sif Altocho B'yatzor. How long will it be that we will see the Oiz? We will see the Gvuras Hashem V'shvi and B'tzor. There's also Gvura then. But let us be zeichet to the time, oireros gvurasecha olachol ishuas olonu.
So the Rebbeinu Shalom Shabri Yair Ba'ayir is Gvur, and we should see the Yeshua. That's also a Gvur. Let us see the real Gvur and the real Gedula. That is the Tefillah that we are misfollow. And he says the same Rayin on a different Pasuk, Ruma Hashem Bo'uzecha Neshira Nezamras Gvur Asecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Ruma Hashem Bo'uzecha. The Rebbeinu Shalom is elevated from us. There is always there, but we can't see it. Noshiron is Amras Gvura Secha, we must follow, let us be able to witness the Gvura on his bayniness. Hareinu Hashem Chazdecha, we believe this chesed, but let's see it. Noshiron is Amras Gvura Secha. So he says, this is pshat in the Gemara. We say, Yehei Shmoy HaGodol Mevoirach. We say in Golis, Yehei Shmoy HaGodol Mevoirach. We see HaGodol in the Golis. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsen Oisai Bebeisai. The Godel that Klal Yisrael saw Bebeisai was a different Godel. This is a Godel mit Apshetel, but Anshek Neses Agdeila was Mechadish, that is still HaGodel, but Ashrei HaMelech Shemekalsen Oisai Bebeisai, that there was Eich Ashrei Kozman Sheikil Hasem Besoich Beis HaMikdosh. Then there was a different Kavone in the Godel. Klal Yisrael was Eich to witness a different Godel. Zok Taisus. Hayu lechol is palel tfilok tzov. Lechayre mashme, what was the taine an Rabbi Yossi? He should have been mispalel tfilok tzov. Lechayre mashme she'ein ze havineinu. This is not havineinu, the way Rashi says. The kaboy lekambon, the Gemara asks a shayla later, ma'ike ben havineinu letfilok tzov. What is the difference between Havineinu and Tfilek Tzore? So weiss doch ois, Tfilek Tzore and Havineinu are not the same Tfileks. In kein le perish akuntrish a perish bekam, behainu Havineinu, koshe. So how could it be Havineinu? The Gemara says there's Tfilek Tzore and Havineinu. Ala kochach hainu Tfilek Achine. Tfilek Tzore is a different Tfilek. Ke de meforish le kamon, tzolchei amcho merubin. Now this Tfilek Tzora is a different type of a Tfilin Gans. Now let's just explain for 2 minutes. Tfilas Avineinu, we mentioned before, there's Shalish Rishaynis, Shalish Achaynis, and this is condensing the Brochais HaEmtzois. That is Avineinu. And if a person was misfollowed Avineinu, and he comes back home, he doesn't have to daven over again. He davened the Shemin Esra. There was a shorter version of the Brochais HaEmtzois. Tzorchei Amcha Merubim is not a Shemayna Esrei. It is when a person finds himself in a matzav of Sakone, so there's a Tfilah. This is not Tfilah Shemayna Esrei. When he gets out of the Sakone, he's Mechuyiv Tadav. That is called Tfilah Ktzorah. So the Melus of Taisvah says, so Mistameh, the Gemara calls this Tfilah Ktzorah, so it does not mean Havineinu. It means Tzorchei Amcha Merubim. But Taisvah says, V'gam al zeh koshet. The lekamon amrine she'ein loymar tefila shel tzolchei amcha ela b'mokim sakone. Tzolchei amcha is only said b'mokim sakone. Rabbi Yosi lehavi b'mokim sakone perish b'mokim listen. Rabbi Yosi was not in a mokim sakone. V'dehei shibloi shema yavsiku bu oivri drochim. He was only afraid that the shemayne esra would be nivsak ishtar through the oivri drochim. V'lehei shib shema yaguni listen. So how was he allowed to be mispalol at Tfilek Tzore? V'nira li keperish hakuntres. Tfilek Tzore do'oche hayni havineinu. That means our Gemara calls havineinu at Tfilek Tzore. That Gemara calls tzorchei amcho legabi havineinu. That's called at Tfilek Tzore. So Taisi says, v'afel gav delayit alo abaye man de mispalol havineinu. Abaye was mekalol the person who was mispalol havineinu. Hayne dafke be'ir. But here, a person should not be mispalel havinein. Avo besodin mutter. Besodin, so bederich is also mutter. Oho, da amrine lekamon ba'ike ben havineinu le tfilek tzore. Harikoma ben tfilek tzore, dame bek tfilis ha-shachi, kegoyin tzorech hayamcha. Avo vadi tfilek tzore, da hoche tzorech liyeis havineinu. So Mamele Lataisis eventually comes, agrees with Rashi, that the tfilek tzore by us is Havineinu. The Sfas Emes asks, he doesn't understand if this is the Cheshbin,
So he says, what was Rabbi Yossi afraid of? Rabbi Yossi was afraid, Shema yafsiku boy oivrei drochem. Maybe oivrei drochem will be mafsik him in the tefillah. He says, if he has to say shalosh rishonis, the iker kavone of Shemin Esrei is ba'ovois. So if he's afraid of Shema yafsiku boy oivrei drochem, how is the Havineinu atrufa? How will Havineinu help the situation? Good, the Shemin Esrei is taking 5 minutes, will take 3 minutes. If the chash was Shema Yafsiku by Oivri Drochem, this is a Shemin Esrei that's mechayiv the same kavone as a normal Shemin Esrei. So how is this a tikkun for the hefsek of Oivri Drochem? Mikan, so Taisi says, from this gemore, yesh lister ma sheperish b'machse vitri. The Machse Vitri said pshat in Yehei Shmei Rabo. The Machse Vitri says as follows. Yehei Shmei Rabo, shezu tfile, sheonu mispalolim. This is a tfile that we are mispalu. Sheyimale shmoi. That the shmoi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu should become the smale. Kidechsiv, by Milchemes Amolek it says, ki yod al keis ko. Shelo Yehei, it says, so there's missing an aleph by it, it should really be Yod al Kisei Hashem. And it says, Keispo, Shelo Yehei Shmoi Sholeim, V'Kisei Sholeim, Achi Yimoche Zarei Shalamolik. So the shame is not V'Shleimus. That means the Hanhogi Gluy of the Rebbeinu Shleim, that is Meira, the last two Oisiyas of the Shem Havaye, that is not V'Shleimus, still will be Zoichet HaMachiyas HaMolik. So the Machse Vitri says of Shatan Yehei Shmei Rabo means Yehei Shmei Rabo means Shein Yudkei Rabo. Klima. So this is a Tfila on Mechias Amalek that the Shein Yudkei should become Nizgadol. Klima. She'onu Mispalim Shiei Shmei Godel V'Sholei. That's one Tfila. Umevorach lo oilom, umevorach lo olam lo meyobaye, avetvila cheres. Kloim umevorach lo oilom habo. So Yehesh Mei Rabo is two tvilas. A tvila on Mechias HaMolek, and a tvila umevorach lo oilom habo. Vizeloi nirat, I see, says, in our Gemara, it doesn't seem that that's the right shot. Yidekom ahoche Yehesh Mei HaGodol umevorach. It seems that it's not Yehei Shmoi Godel, she is Gadel, it means Yehei Shmoi HaGodel Mevoyer. Mashma de Tvila Achasi, it is one Tvila. Veini Rotze Loimer, she Yehei Shmoi Godel Visholim, does not mean that the Shem Hashem should become Godel Visholim, Ali Yehei Shmoi HaGodel Mevoyer. Period. So from the Lashon of the Gemara, Taisvis shrugs up the perish of the Machse Vitri. Period. V'gam ha'sha oimrim ha'oilom, the Welt sagt, v'kach oimrim kaddish v'loshen ha'ramitz, l'fi she'tvilin no v'shvach godelhu. That it's a meiridike tvile, al-kein niskan v'loshen talgim, therefore it was niskan in v'loshen talgim, sh'lo yavinu ha'malochim, the malochim shouldn't understand the tvile, v'yiyo miskanim bonu, and they'll be jealous of us, V'zeh einoi nire, Taisa says, he doesn't like this pshat. Sherei kama tfilis yofi shehein v'loshin ivri. There are many tfilis which are said v'loshin ivri, so we shouldn't be afraid of the malochim. Elo nire, why was kadish niskan v'loshin arami, kedemrinim v'saif seite, eino oilo miskayim elo asidre d'shoso. V'yehei shmei rabi d'bosar agadete, d'kiyim oilo miz, and the Seder Kedusha, we say Kodesh Kodesh by Ubalatziyim, and Yehei Shmei Rabbe de Bosar Agadete, Sheir Gilim Loi Mekadesh Achar Adroshim. So the world stands on these two things. Visham Hoyu Amei Horotzeks. There were many Amoratzim who said Kodesh. Vulei Hoyu Mevinim Kulam Loshin HaKodesh. They didn't understand Loshin HaKodesh. Lekach Tiknu B'Loshin Targum Shoyu Akel Mevinim Shezeh Hoyu L'Shoyim. Therefore, they were misaking Kaddish B'Loshin Targum, so everyone should understand what they say. So the Vilna Goyin is Mo'irer. It's very interesting. Taisa speaking about Kaddish. First Taisa brings down the Machse Vitri, and then Taisa shlugged up the Machse Vitri, then Taisa is speaking about something else. Taisa is going on a tangent. What connection does the second half of Taisa have with the first half of Taisa? So he says there's a meiridike connection. He says like this. According to the Machse Vitri, Yehei Shmei Rabbah means Shem Yudkei Rabbah. So we have over here two words which are in Lashon HaKodesh, Shem Yudkei. If it is not the way the Ma'ase Vitri says, it's Shmei. Shmei is a Lashon Targum. So it's Yehei Shmei Rabbah. There's not any words of Lashon HaKodesh in the Kaddish. So he says like this. So if you would learn according to the first pshat that the reason it is said b'loshen targum shloyis kanu bonu amalochim, so if the malachim, the whole shakla b'tai, the malachim won't understand. No, all of a sudden they hear shem yudkei, they don't know what's flying. Shem yudkei. So shem yudkei is nishkevelach. So memelas, according to the first pshat, we could live with the maksavitli. But Taisa says that's not the true pshat. The true pshat is, why is it niskan b'loshen arami that amaratzim should understand what they're saying? So why did they put in two Loshon HaKodesh words there? Shem yud kei, they put in the Loshon HaKodesh, so we lost our amaratzim. The whole kaddish was niskan b'loshen arami that amaratzim should understand what they're saying. They still don't understand what they're saying. This nekuda they don't understand. So the shem yud kei should also have been said shmo yud kei. It also should have said the Loshon Arami. So that's a raya, not like the Ma'ase Vitri.